France shelves plans for regulated iGaming market. The French government has reversed its course on the proposed regulation of the online casino market. The plans for a regulated French online casino market have been delayed after proposed 2025 budget amendments were put on hold. On Sunday, Budget Minister Laurent Saint-Martin confirmed that the government has decided to put the brakes on establishing a regulated online casino market, citing the need for further consultations to avoid potential negative impacts and job losses. Saint-Martin emphasized the need for caution, stating, "There was talk that the government would submit an amendment. This is no longer the case. I believe we need to work among ourselves first. I am very vigilant about this issue. We must not make mistakes. We must ensure that it doesn't harm certain stakeholders, especially land-based casinos." The new development means that France's 2010 gambling legislation, which regulates sports betting, horse racing, and poker but prohibits online casino activities, remains in place. The plans to regulate and liberalize the iCasino market were first introduced by Prime Minister Michel Barnier with the aim of revitalizing France's GDP amidst economic uncertainty. A combined tax approach 27.8% on online casinos' gross gaming revenue and a hike in overall gambling industry taxes to 55% is projected to yield substantial economic benefits for France. Resistance against online gaming expansion. Despite its potential economic gains, the proposal faced intense opposition from French mayors and traditional casino operators, particularly Casinos de France, Cadmium Fluoride, which represents 200 land-based casinos nationwide. The mayors across France are demanding assurances that online casinos will not receive exemptions from social responsibilities and taxes applied to land-based casinos, preventing unfair competition. The CDF warns that opening online casinos to competition will slash land-based casino GGR by 20-30%, and led to the loss of 15,000 jobs in the industry. Instead, it advocates a 3-year exclusivity period for land-based casinos to operate online casinos. Quote, "We are relieved that the government has heard our concerns. We remain vigilant to ensure that the commitment made by the budget minister is upheld. Any future legislative or regulatory changes should take place within a framework of consultation and constructive dialogue." Grégory Rabuel, president of CDF and CEO of Barrier Group.